From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The Islamic State has pressed its offensive in northern Syria. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says that Islamic State fighters entered the rebel-held town of Mareya north of Aleppo early Saturday by detonating at least two car bombs. The observatory said that clashes continued throughout the day. More than 160,000 civilians have been trapped by the fighting, which also forced the closure of one of the few remaining hospitals in the area. Islamic State has been fighting rebel factions under the banner of the Free Syrian Army since last year, but the clashes have intensified in the past few weeks. Meanwhile, the Iraqi military operation to push Islamic State group fighters out of Fallujah continued on Saturday. Video released by the Popular Mobilization Forces purportedly showed troops and militia massing on the outskirts of the central Iraqi city. The forces are a Shiite militia, also known as Al-Hashd al-Shaabi, which is aligned with the Iraqi government. Hundreds of families fled the city after the latest military operation aimed at pushing out the Islamic State started about a week ago. Monitors say that Syrian army warplanes and helicopters pounded opposition-held border area towns in Aleppo Saturday as well. Analysts say the recent Islamic State territorial gains around Mareya and Azaz, Syria, have trapped more than 160,000 Syrian civilians. On Friday, a Kurdish commander in the region told an embedded VOA reporter that the SDF coalition had seized at least 10 area villages and was fighting extremists on three fronts.